Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back to 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Kathy Perry back on the show. I know KP's here, and I'm excited too. I know you are. Kathy is one of the top social media experts on the planet. She's my social media expert, and she's the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success, and our good friend Kathy. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. So Facebook's facial recognition, tell us about that.
Well, I thought I would kind of talk about the pros and cons of Facebook's facial recognition, because obviously there's, you know, the concerns, the privacy concerns.
Do most people know about Facebook's facial recognition? Is that something that...
You know, probably, you know, it's been around a little bit, but not as much.
Let's assume there are plenty of people who don't know what it means. How does it work?
Absolutely. So the way it works is that any image on Facebook, they're going to run it through software to determine who that is based on pictures that you've already been tagged in. Mm-hmm. So they're going to know when somebody posts a picture of you, the benefit of having facial recognition being approved for your settings. So it's going to be automatically set that facial recognition is on. So if someone posts a picture of you without tagging you, then you can tag yourself or report the photo as inappropriate. It'll also notify you if someone uses your photo as a profile picture, and that helps avoid imposter accounts. I mean, there's a lot of duplicate accounts where somebody will grab your photo and they'll open up a new Facebook page and it looks just like it's yours, and then they go after your friends.
And so that's the handy part of it.
That's a positive. That's the positive.
Now let's talk about now you call them cons. I prefer to think of it as creepy.
Or dangerous. Okay.
Creepy well, slash dangerous.
Know, always, you know, the whole thing is everyone is always concerned about privacy. They not only are they recognizing who you are from your digital footprint of things, but now they're also recognizing you from your face, your picture. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are really concerned about their privacy. And, you know, certainly that is also a huge issue. And you can go into your settings, and there is facial recognition is one of the choices. And it says, do you want Facebook to be able to recognize you in photos and videos? Yes or no. Mm-hmm. So you can say no.
Do you believe that that's absolutely what happens? Or do you believe that it continues to happen, but they just don't notify you?
I believe that might be a chance.
Yeah, the latter creepy example,
because, you know, it's that the other is they're going to proactively notify you and everything. So,
there's an old saying, who was it? Was it Ringling? P.T. Barnum said, you'll never go broke underestimating the intelligence of the American public, and you'll never go broke underestimating the behavior of the platforms of the social media platforms, the bad behavior. Folks, it would be a healthy distrust. Whatever distrust you can have of them, I promise you will not be misplaced.
Yes. Well,
even while they're doing things that you think are convenient and handy and sexy.
Yes, that's true. And the goal is to give you more control over your photos. But if you're not friends, it says if somebody had posted a picture of you from a Christmas party to their private account and you're not friends, you wouldn't get a notification.
Right.
So, you know, there are some things that it was like, okay, it's supposed to notify me, but it doesn't always notify me. So there are some little gotchas that I'm like, what?
Yeah. Well, plus it's a whole lot easier. It's a whole lot easier for them to map all the pictures and then just write an algorithm to say, don't send it to this person.
Exactly.
And don't forget don't forget, how about access by the government to those eventually?
Absolutely.
You know, that's another thing. We've got this thing called liberty in America, and this is an impingement upon our liberty. And there's no question about it. Quick break, right back with Kathy Perry. I'm Jim Blassingame, and we'll be right back after these messages. KathyPerry.com, by the way. Kathy with a K and a P.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.